Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new task force will study reparations for the descendants of enslaved Bostonians. Mayor Michelle Wu announced the members of the group yesterday. Attorney Joseph Feaster is the group's chair. He joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rupert. Pleased to be with you this morning.
Mayor Wu said the task force will study reparative solutions for Black Bostonians. That could encompass a lot, but you're supposed to get this done in 2 years. So how are you thinking about what your purview actually is?
We haven't had an opportunity to meet, but you know, I've done organizational and studies such as this in the past. And I think that what we will begin with is first organizing the committee, which shouldn't take too long. There's 10 members, very astute members. But I think that from there, where the process or what the plan is that we will issue an RFP to get an organization or individual in order to assist us in some of the research. We'll gather the research, have conversations in and throughout the community. Synthesize that, put all of that together, and hopefully within a period of time, I know we have until December of 2024, but nonetheless, as soon as possible, to present something to the report to the mayor and the city council on what our findings are, what our recommendations are. I want to point out that it's not our task or responsibility to determine how any reparations would be paid or who will pay it. What our report will be to do is to find out what the debt is. And that's what we will be pursuing over our period of time as we serve on this commission.
I know we're about to start this process and it's early to ask this question, but many people have it in their minds. Who will qualify to receive reparations? Current Bostonians, former Bostonians who have moved away, or some combination? Have you thought about how you expect to come to a consensus on that? And will the whole task force have to agree?
Well, again, those are all the procedural questions. And I'm not, Rupa, I'm not presumptuous enough. I'm not Idi Amin. So therefore, I'm not going to be able to speak for the entire task force and to make those types of predictions. We will have that discussion.
The task force itself, your task force, includes two high school students. So can you tell us a little bit about the thinking behind the makeup of the task force?
Well, I think that's a more of an appropriate question for the mayor and for Lori Nelson, who were the principal architects of selecting who would serve on the committee. I deem it important. Obviously, they said it's intergenerational, and I am on the older end of this process, for sure. And I believe that our young people need to be engaged in the process. As you know, there's much discussion about trying to whitewash the history of what has happened to Black people in this country. And I think that it's important for our young people to be engaged in the process to learn. I mean, I think part of my responsibility is to serve as not only as the chair of the committee, but to provide some mentorship to our younger members as well, and to include them in every aspect.
At the press conference, you said that there has been some pushback to reparations as the appropriate path to take because Massachusetts was the first state to outlaw slavery. Does that argument do anything for you, or are you committed to some form of reparations?
Oh, I am. I have always been a reparationist. I believe that, as I said at the press conference, I said that my ancestors were not brought here voluntarily. And in fact, when brought here, they were not paid for the work that they did. And even when promised 40 acres and a mule, it was never delivered. So I believe that there is some reparations that needs to be made. We will identify who we think that ought to be. But I certainly believe that those who say that, and I made an analogy yesterday and I'll state it here today. If you take out a mortgage loan and the original debtor passes away, I have yet to find, and I've been practicing law for 46 years, I've yet to find a lender which says that, well, the debt is forgiven because the original debtor passed on. No. What they do say is that the estate of the debtor is responsible for the debt. And that's what I make the case, that that's the case here, particularly for those who say, it wasn't me, we didn't do it. Well, I believe that the analogy that I just made is the argument that I would make, that yes, there is some responsibility because one has benefited from the transgressions that were done by their ancestors in the past.
Joseph Feaster is a former president of the Boston branch of the NAACP and chair of Boston's new Reparations Task Force. Thank you so much, sir, for speaking with us, especially this early.
Thank you very much, Rupert. Thank you for having me.